You approach the side of the tank with trepidation. Here I am, a real live mermaid. Nothing short of a scientific impossibility. Swimming wistfully in my confined aquarium. I had been captured in some fisherman's net and rushed to your Oceanographic Institute. You stare at me in the tank. Below the waist, I have a 6-foot iridescent emerald green fishtail. But above the waist, I am like a wet dream come to life. My breasts are the size of melons, firm and ripe as I hypnotically bounce slowly with my swimming. My face is gorgeous, with a mane of curly red hair, intense green eyes, and lips. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? My lips completely cover the lower part of my face, from my chin to my nose. Two fat and succulent sausages that form together in a permanent O shape. You speculated that with leeching lips like these, I must feed by sucking on my prey. Most likely sea cucumbers and urchins. At least that's what you've been feeding me every day. And right now, it's feeding time. No one is in the lab at this time of night but you, and you walk slowly up the ladder to the side of the tank with a long sea cucumber in your hand. You place the tip of the cucumber in the water, and I slowly approach to your side of the tank. My eyes look intently at the cucumber, and my long, flat tongue extends to the tip and runs over it. I slavishly run my tongue along the length of it, and you feel a shiver down your spine when my tongue lightly grazes over the tips of your fingers holding the cucumber. My tongue is surprisingly warm and yet textured almost like a cat's tongue. After a minute or two of this tongue bath, the purpose of which you cannot surmise, my monstrous lips descend and engulf the lower half of the cucumber. You immediately feel the strength of my suction as you have to grip tightly on the other end, or else the cucumber would fly right out of your hand. I then begin moving my head up and down the length of the cucumber, so slowly, so deliberately. You can't help but imagine what would that feel like on your own cock. Should you even dare? No one is in the lab but you. Who would know? Who would ever find out? Even though watching this incredible creature suck on this cucumber is intensely erotic, you come to your senses. No, I am a scientist, you think. But then my eyes look up at you. Intense green eyes filled with hunger. And you feel your knees buckle at the sight of me looking straight into your eyes as I suck and suck. and suck. Your cock begins to harden and throb at this sight, and it makes an obvious bulge in your shorts. I look at it. I am noticing your erection. My eyes go back to glaring directly into your own. And I start sucking the cucumber with increased speed and power. I don't know what this growing tubular object is that I'm looking at beneath your clothing, but it seems like it could be a sea cucumber. Certainly, it seems like something I could sample and taste, even though it appears smaller than a typical sea cucumber. I continue to stare into your eyes as I suck and suck on this sea cucumber in your hand, noticing a tinge of fear in your eyes, which increases my instinct to feed. Suddenly, the cucumber makes a series of wet thumps as all of its seeds and contents blow into my mouth and down my throat. The now hollow tube concaves at the vacuum produced by my mouth and starts sliding deep within my throat. Your trembling hand lets go of the cucumber, and you can almost feel your heartbeat thumping in your cock as you see me staring back at you, not willing to leave the side of the aquarium after my feeding. You watch my thick, translucently white tongue start to run across the sucker O of my mouth to collect any seeds that may have landed there after the explosion of the cucumber's contents. You feel weak in the knees from gazing at me doing this, because my predatory eyes are now staring at the throbbing bulge in your shorts. Perhaps if you were in the right state of mind, you would have thought before you acted, but you immediately pull down your shorts and somewhat fearfully extend your erect member to the water's edge, as if it was another cucumber for me to feed from. I look at it quizzically and look up at you with a feral glint in my emerald eyes. I extend my tongue and you immediately feel that warm, thick muscle travel under your glands and shaft. You let out a stuttering gasp as you grip the sides of the ladder for support, shivering in anticipation. My tongue is like a warm sponge covered in gooey honey. It slides up and down your shaft, producing a friction that makes your heart start beating heavily in your chest and in your shaft. Each stroke of my tongue makes your cock jump and quiver and harden to an iron-like stiffness. You're shocked to discover that my tongue is covered with hundreds of tiny, sticky polyps that seem to excrete a thick film all over your cock. The strange fluid coats your entire cock and makes it feel suddenly very hot, with pinprick tingles all over, like your cock was being put to sleep, as if it were prey that could escape or swim away. You can only let out guttural moans at the sensations of having your cock being nurtured and assaulted by this alien tongue. I look up at you once more, and now my eyes show the same intensity I had when I was about to feed. Before you can think or react, the watertight seal of my incredible lips contract around half of your cock. You yell out some strange sounds, like an animal caught in a trap. My mouth feels like being immersed in a tight tube of heated honey. There are no teeth and no palate, just ribbed flesh and muscle constricting around your cock, causing your head to tilt back and your eyes to roll back into your head for a moment. I can hear you groan out some strange words that sound pleading in their nature, like some creature being tortured slowly under some strange instrument of pain and pleasure. And then I move my head all the way to the base of your groin, and I suck. My tongue starts lapping from the base of your cock to the tip, while you are fastened tight in my mouth. The strength of my tongue muscle feels like it is drawing all the blood in your cock to your glands, making it mushroom to twice its normal size. You start to shake as you grip the edge of the ladder with white knuckle intensity. I then begin to move back and forth, back and forth, sucking and sucking your cock, tunneling in and out of my honeyed mouth that will never let it go. A tunnel that was built for one thing and one thing only: sucking and feeding. At this point, you can no longer think clearly. You no longer know whom you are. All your existence has been narrowed down to the sensations milking up and down your cock, as if hypnotized, you reflexively sway your hips back and forth in time with my slow and inexorable mouth sliding up and down your helpless shaft. As my sucking becomes faster and more intense, a sense of terror starts creeping into your brain, which is almost drugged by pleasure. Will this kill you? Will your cock be ripped off and eaten? But the pleasure is so good, beyond any drug or sensation you've ever felt before. I suck and pull and tug and milk at your helpless cock, and you begin to weep. Weep like a helpless baby. You are reduced to a childlike state of vulnerability and make bleeding and helpless sounds. But I don't seem to register or care that I am sucking from a human being right now, instead of a cucumber. It is irrelevant. All that matters is being fed. I suck on this appendage the same way I've sucked on thousands of other meals, with a long, practiced intensity and an unfailing desire for sustenance. Nothing can resist my sucking indefinitely. I know that applying enough suction and friction and movement will always yield the same result. The cucumber seeds will blow violently into my mouth, and I will swallow and suck and swallow some more. You can tell that your orgasm is near. How you have lasted this long under this amount of sensation, you have no idea. But it must be due to my process somehow. I build and build the pressure until I can extract the entire viscous load from my play. Your hands go down to my head and frantically try to push me away, but my strength is inhumanly great. I clutch my webbed hands around your ass and thrust your cock down my tight, heated throat. I constrict the circular muscles in my throat as it grips and milks your helpless organ with fearsome strength. Your cum shoots down my throat like white ropes blown from a cannon. As I suck, 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 suck. You slump against the pool ladder, panting deeply, completely exhausted. I loosen the airtight seal that my lips had over your cock and let it fall away from my mouth. As I look at it curiously, seeing it wilt before my eyes, that was no sea cucumber, but the taste was salty and rich, just as I like it. I am intrigued by this fleshy sack behind your cucumber. That is the place that seemed to house the seed that just shot down my throat. I dart out my tongue to your balls as you shudder in fear, but you are too exhausted to move away. My tongue slides up and down your balls, sensing that there is still yet more seeds within. Instinctively, I glide my thick tongue up and down and up and down your balls, coating your sack with the strange fluid that is emitted from the thousands of polyps on my tongue. It feels almost loving to you, like the sensual caresses of a master to a pet. Even though your orgasm was so powerful that it was terrifying, and any rational part of you would tell you to flee, you can't help but whimper and cry little tears at the pleasure now sliding up and down your balls. It feels like floating away into heaven. You look down and are suddenly shocked to notice that your penis is slowly getting hard again. You see my eyes open wide like saucers as I notice your shaft beginning to lengthen, and I increase the lapping and licking of your balls. You shake your head feebly, unable to stand up, and watch with horror As your cock gets harder and harder, you realize there is nothing loving about the laving of your balls by my tongue. I am merely forcing you to get hard again against your will. You whimper out, "No, please, no." But I am unable to understand you. All I see is a sea cucumber that has not given me all of its seed. Now you are fully erect, and with savage speed, I envelop your cock down into the heated prison that is my mouth. You cry out, and I grab your ass with my hands again, and with a strong swipe of my tail, I pull you into the pool with me. You are underwater for a brief moment before I bring you up so that your head and shoulders are above water, and you grip onto the pool's edge so you won't go underwater again. My body is completely submerged underwater, my hands clasping your ass, my lips like a vice around the base of your throbbing cock. And then I begin sucking and sucking and sucking. You moan and cry like a trapped animal above me, but I care not for your suffering. There is more seed to be sucked from you, and suck from you I shall. What a delicious meal. What a wonderful treat you are. The pleasure burns up and down your cock and spine and forces your body into an epileptic seizure as you thrust your pelvis, animal-like, into my constantly sucking hole. You can no longer see as your eyes are rolled completely back into your head. It feels as though your very life force is being sucked into my mouth. Your balls concave inward as they are siphoned of all of their seminal fluid. Your body is no longer human anymore, but merely a pump of fluids shooting through your cock and into my voracious mouth. All you can do is shoot, 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 shoot. The last thing you can feel before you slip away into total blackness is my sucking and sucking and sucking and sucking.